Yeah, an affiliate program, typically, you would have affiliates or people who are sharing or promoting your product or service. And anybody who books or purchases from that affiliate, anybody that affiliate sends to book or purchase, would get a kickback, all right? So typically, that is a certain percentage or a flat fee, all right, for every person they send.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Brands That Book Show, where we help creative service-based businesses build their brands and find more clients. I'm your host, Davey Jones.
Affiliate and reward programs can be an effective way to increase traffic to your website and, if it works how it's supposed to, increase revenue. In today's episode, we dive into the difference between affiliate, reward, and referral programs, what kind of program might work for different business types, and how to get started with an affiliate program. As always, be sure to check out the show notes at davyandkrista.com for the resources that we mentioned during the episode, and we want to hear from you. Let us know what kind of content you'd like to see on the Brands That Book podcast as we move forward. To leave your feedback, just send us a DM on Instagram, at davyandkrista. Now, on to the episode. All right, back for another episode of the Brands That Book podcast. And today we're talking about affiliate programs.
Yeah, I'm excited. We've been on a roll with our podcast recordings so far this month.
Yes, getting ahead for summertime.
Yeah, hopefully we stay ahead. We just need our kids to keep taking good naps because it is a no school week over here.
That's right, which is great. It's so much fun to spend more time with them.
It is, yeah.
It's also fun when they take naps.
Yes. Thank you, Little Z Sleep.
That's right. So, but today we're talking about affiliate programs, something that's been on our mind. If you caught our membership episode, all right, so recently we did an episode on just membership must-haves, you know, things that we've been thinking about, especially me working on the FarmFed Box website, mm-hmm. but we talked about a few membership sites that you've built lately.
Right.
So memberships, we've just been doing a lot of membership stuff lately. Mm-hmm. Part of the membership side of things has been thinking through, I think, affiliate programs.
Right.
And we've had, I think, a good amount of experiences with affiliate programs at this point, either being part of affiliate program
right.
or running our own affiliate programs.
Which we've had our own for Davey and Krista for years at this point.
Yep. And so I think we've learned a lot from those. Mm-hmm. We've also had businesses where we've considered referral and affiliate programs and never started one.
Right.
So we're going to chat a little bit about that today. This episode will likely have a blog post that goes with it. I feel like anytime I'm really thinking through a topic, one of the best ways I can clarify my thoughts, one, through a discussion, and mm-hmm. then two, through
a
writing
blog post.
It down.
Yeah,
exactly. So at the outset here, maybe first a few distinctions
okay.
between an affiliate program, referral programs, and reward programs.
Mm-hmm. Because they sound like they could be the same thing.
Yeah, they sound like they could be the same thing. Sometimes people think about them as the same thing, and they definitely share characteristics, and maybe a program has some aspects of each, mm-hmm. but each of them are slightly different.
Okay, so do you want to start with what is an affiliate program?
Yeah, an affiliate program, typically, you would have affiliates or people who are sharing or promoting your product or service, mm-hmm. and anybody who books or purchases from that affiliate, anybody that affiliate sends to book or purchase, would get a kickback. All
okay.
right. So typically that is a certain percentage or a flat fee, mm-hmm. all right, for every person they send your way.
Okay.
All right. So that's the gist of an affiliate program. Reward and referral programs a little bit different. Typically the reward isn't monetary like with an affiliate program. Mm-hmm. Typically with an affiliate program, like you're getting paid out money.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
With the reward and referral programs, usually there's some other reward. So for instance, like I'm trying to think, I think there's a shoe company, right?
I'm thinking Rothy's.
Yeah. Right. Don't you get a free pair of shoes for every...
Well, I think you get a $20 credit for everyone who buys through your link.
Sure. And so that I think would be more...
That could equate to a free pair of shoes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can't use that credit for anything else but the shoes, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that I think would be more in the category of a referral or reward okay. program where you can get some sort of reward for sending people to a certain company, mm-hmm. but that reward is usually going to be
being able to get more of the product that company sells.
Right. I think like HelloFresh, right? If you share about HelloFresh or some of those boxes, you get credit to use for your own boxes in the future.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of a distinction there between those programs. And I only mentioned that at the outset because when we talk about platforms here in a minute, these platforms focus on different things. Mm-hmm. So if you know you want to create an affiliate program, you're going to want to make sure that you go out and find a platform that does that really well.
Right. Right?
So for instance, the affiliate platform that we use for FarmFedBox doesn't do rewards.
Okay.
But they do store credit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's see. Most of our experience is with, at least certainly running a program, is with affiliate programs.
Yes. And that's what we have for Dave and Krista and FarmFedBox.
Exactly. In thinking through this for your own business, I think trying to focus on or trying to keep it simple, right?
Right.
Service-based businesses have it a little bit more. I think it's a little more difficult to run something like an affiliate program.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard of people doing things maybe with senior photography where if you're a brand rep and your friend's book, then you get like print credit. I've heard of people doing things where if you refer to your friend, you give them like for a wedding, maybe like you get a gift or like an album. But I think it gets harder to track that stuff. And the programs we're going to talk about probably wouldn't work for these situations.
Yeah, I don't want you to think if you're running a creative business that provides a service that mm-hmm. you can't take advantage of some of this stuff.
Right.
It just is a little bit more difficult to track, right? Mm-hmm. And so you want to just make sure it's super clear on how some of these rewards are given, right? If someone mm-hmm. reaches out and they say, hey, so-and-so told me, you know, you shot my friend's wedding. They just raved about you. Like, what does that person get as a reward for referring them?
Right.
You know, I think to keeping it in our experience, mm-hmm. running a wedding photography business, it was just easier to reward people, but not in any official capacity, right?
Right. Like send them a surprise gift that they weren't expecting as a thank you. And same with wedding planners. We did that a lot
maybe
too.
Maybe give them a free family session or something like that. But mm-hmm. it was, I think two things we thought was one, it felt maybe a little tacky just for our brand to do, you know, like a set affiliate or referral program.
Yeah. And we didn't want that to be the focus for people either.
Yeah, exactly. And then two, it's just hard to track.
It is. Whereas like the stuff that we're going to talk about today is mostly going to work for e-commerce businesses where somebody goes, they add something to their cart and you know that somebody came from a specific link and bought your product and you can track it that way.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, in terms of just thinking about what kind of program you want to do, I think trying to keep in mind what's going to be simple for your business. Also keeping in mm-hmm. mind that you don't have to build out this really intricate system, you know, right out of the gate.
Right.
You
right.
can, and we highly, highly, highly recommend this if you never had an affiliate program before, starting out with something that's simple, something that mm-hmm. you know won't undercut your profits too much, and then building on it from there.
Right.
So anyways, let's jump into some of these and then we can sort of get to some of these other things that I want to chat about.
Okay. Do you think that people need to start by choosing a platform? Do you think that determines everything else?
Yeah, I think, well, first, deciding what program you want to do. You do want to do an okay. affiliate program? Do you want to do a reward program? Then choose a platform. And that okay. way, you know exactly what problem you're trying to solve, right?
Right.
So I would highly recommend finding something that has a tight integration with whatever it is that you're using to sell. So for instance, like we use WordPress. So I wanted to find a WordPress tool.
Well, we use WooCommerce.
I'm sorry.
Right?
Yes, we use WooCommerce, but I wanted to mm-hmm. find something that worked with WordPress WooCommerce that integrated directly with it, that I didn't have to create all sorts of workarounds in order to get it to work.
And I'm sure that most cart systems have some sort of built-in system or at least a plugin that you could add on. I'm sure Shopify has plugins that you can add on to do affiliates. I know that ThriveCart has affiliate stuff built into it. So you might just need to look for your platform name and then search affiliate and figure out exactly how to do it. But I think any of the good reputable cart systems are going to have a way to do affiliates.
Yeah, they're going to, and Shopify is the first one that comes to mind. If you Google Shopify mm-hmm. affiliate apps, there's going to be, you're going to notice in the first page of Google, each list is going to have basically the same names. And that's a good place to start, just something that's reputable that other people use. Something else that you might want to consider too is, on the one hand, you don't want to have to continually switch affiliate platforms, right?
Right, because then all of your affiliates would need to switch their links and that might be hard to do.
Yeah, it's just a pain. You know, with that said, so I think the tendency is like, well, I want to choose something that's free or inexpensive to get started mm-hmm. and then I'll switch it down the line. Just keep in mind, it does get difficult to switch it down the line. I'm not saying you have to go pay for the most expensive most feature-rich affiliate platform out there, but you do want to choose something that you feel like you could grow into.
Yeah. And I think that the good thing about a lot of these plugins is that they're not super expensive, like maybe a couple hundred dollars a year at the most. But if you're thinking about how much revenue these affiliates could bring in, I think that would offset the cost.
Yeah, exactly. I think that there's definitely, you want to think about your return on investment there. And affiliate programs do have the potential to create more revenue. I mean, that's the goal of having an affiliate program. I know that with Farm Fed Box, like the minute we launched an affiliate program, we saw more traffic to our website. And not only that, had our biggest month as well. So, you know, there's definitely a return there. And you want to keep that in mind when you're choosing it as well. Yeah. Cool. The next thing, just in terms of choosing a platform, just some features to look for. Okay. Not every affiliate program is easy to use. I know, for instance, like one of the affiliate programs that we're a part of, and a couple of different companies use this, is like, I think it's called ShareASale, but it always feels so difficult, like logging in and finding my links and all of that.
And there might be different links for each product, which can get confusing. And you don't know, like if I share a link to Project X and somebody buys Project Y or Product Y, does my affiliates still get that commission? So I think that can get confusing. Do you want to share what we use?
Yeah, so we use WP Affiliate.
And we use that on both of our web, FarmFed and Davy and Krista.
Yeah, and it's been great so far. And this is a WordPress WooCommerce solution as well. A few things that I really like about it, and again, just kind of keeping these things in mind when you're looking for an affiliate platform. One, I really like how they have sort of a standalone affiliate portal. So for Davy and Krista, we don't use this. For FarmFedBox, we
it's
do
on
use
my
this.
List.
But for FarmFedBox, when people go to their affiliate program, it actually opens up a new like portal. You know, it's not part of their WordPress dashboard. I know that might sound like, oh, well, is that difficult for people? No, it just opens up in a new tab, but it's super clean. It just looks like it's very easy to navigate. It's very easy to see exactly, you know, how many people have clicked on your affiliate link and all your other stats. It's really easy to get your link, find creative and copy, that sort of thing. So one thing that I really like about that platform is it's just a super easy for the affiliate to use. I also like how I can upload creative and copy. We actually just link out to a Google Drive folder because we just find that's the easiest way to
keep it updated.
Yeah, exactly. Get people what they need and to stay organized. But those are all things that I look for when I'm an affiliate. You know, I'm thinking one of my favorite affiliate programs that we're a part of is Elementor. Just because when you log in, it's super easy to see, okay, these are how many people have clicked on the link. This is how many people have purchased using your link. This is the payout you can expect. All that stuff, super simple.
Flowdesk does a good job with theirs as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I would think through some of the affiliate programs you've been a part of or some of the referral programs that you've been a part of and make a list of those features and then, you know, keep those in mind when you're shopping for a platform.
Okay, cool. Good to know. Next up, I think, is talking about what kind of incentives to give people. So by incentives, do you mean like percentages or versus like dollar amounts, et cetera?
Yeah. And I think this is one of the hardest parts about creating an affiliate program is you want to incentivize people to share. Mm-hmm. You also want to remain profitable.
Right.
Finding a balance there can be difficult.
Yeah. Cause I know I've seen a lot of affiliate programs where somebody might have a code that's like for 50%. Well, that's a big percentage, like 20% off. So you use the code like Krista20 at this cart, and then that takes 20% off. But then I'm assuming the affiliate also gets a commission. So that could be a big percentage off like of your revenue if you're doing both of those things, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, a lot of I think a few things that make it a affiliate program effective is being able to give the affiliates a coupon code that their community can use to save some money, right? So there's some incentive for people to buy. So again, if you're giving the affiliate a 15% commission, and then you're also giving them, their audience, a 15% discount code, right? That can add up.
Yeah, I can.
So you want to think through those things as you're coming up with commission, right?
And that's going to vary pretty broadly based on what you're selling and how much your product is. I mean, if your products are really low cost, that something like that might not work for you because it's going to cut too far into your revenue.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people go with percentages versus one time or versus flat fees because, you know, a lot of us sell products at different price points. So it's easier just to do a percentage of that product sale. I will say you know, especially if you're working in, if you're a SaaS business, which I'm guessing a lot of people listening are not running SaaS businesses, right? But if you are selling like a digital product, it is, I would say any affiliate program that doesn't give at least 20% commissions, it's not really worth it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we use Flowdesk as an example a lot. I like theirs because I share a code and everyone who uses that code gets 50% off of their membership forever. And I get, I think, like $20, and that's like a flat fee. So it definitely gives me an incentive to share that code, especially with design clients who I know are going to sign up anyways, because they get 50% off, which is amazing for them.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of incentive for both parties. I think also the thing with Flowdesk too, is that they just make it so easy to share, right?
Right.
I guess what I'm talking about is like, I'm thinking about some of the plugins, for instance, that we've been asked to be part of their affiliate programs. And it's just like, you get $3 for,
for
somebody purchasing. And it's like, it's hard to put in a lot of effort as an affiliate in creating like the collateral that you would have to create in order to get people to purchase that, right? So I think 20% is probably a pretty good benchmark for a lot of people. With that said, of course, you have to do what's profitable for you. And I'm not saying that it has to be 20% to be successful. But for digital products, I'm certainly looking at the ballpark of 20 to 30%. ConvertKit for a long time was one of the best affiliate programs out there because it was 30% recurring over the lifetime of the account, which they've since changed.
So if you were grandfathered in, do you still get that recurring revenue?
Well, and there's been a lot of controversy there. Wow. So I don't want to get into that, right? And you could probably Google it and figure all that out. But it used to be that you get 30% recurring commission for everybody who signed up using your link. And that's an awesome affiliate program for the affiliate. Yeah. With that said, they had to change it, right? Because they determined that they could no longer grow, you know, by giving the people that commission, right?
Right.
So they've had to make adjustments to that. And that's really hard. You have to think about down the line, if I change this, right? And keep in mind too, I think people have basically built their businesses around being ConvertKit pros, but that commission they were getting was a big aspect of their revenue each month, right?
Right.
So for that to change, right? And you have to think like, are you going to be able to change things down the line without upsetting your community, right? So you don't want to put yourself in a position where all of a sudden you have to walk back on the commission you're giving people or the structure that you're paying people out with because it's not profitable. So that's why I highly recommend starting with something pretty conservative and then building on it from there.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, but I mean, you can do recurring commissions, one-time commissions, you can do flat rate, you can do a certain percentage of the product. I believe for FarmFedBox right now, we're doing 20% commissions. A few things that you can do though to also incentivize people to share, you can create competitions and you can create leaderboards. You know, I know a couple of affiliate programs we've been a part of, they'll publish the top 10 affiliates and the top affiliates will get extra payout, you know?
Percentage,
so it's like
a
top affiliate might get $200 at the end of this competition in addition to what they're being paid out.
And can you do this in the affiliate software that you use?
Yeah.
Or is this like something you'd have to manually do?
No. I think this might be a feature of WP Affiliate, and I can look that up real quick as we talk. But yeah, a lot of affiliate platforms out there have this as a feature.
Right. Yeah, I think that's really cool. It doesn't drive me, but I know that there are some people who might be driven by that sense of competition.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, I'll look at this later. Moving on.
I think another big thing is to make things really easy to share. So one thing that we did we did this for both FarmFed and Dave and Krista, but we have this Google Drive folders filled with images and video clips in various sizes for various products to make it really easy for people to share to social media or share in an email newsletter. And I think that Dave and Krista might even have some swipe copy. You know what Dave and Krista has? We have a free sales page that our affiliates get to help sell our products. So we did that to make it really easy for people to just plug in their codes and then help sell our products.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, anything that you can do to make it, to take, I don't know, just any sort of effort out of sharing goes a long way. One of the things that we're doing with FarmFedBox is we're sending a monthly affiliate email, basically just letting our affiliates know like, hey, this is what's going on. This is what's coming up. And here are different promotions that we have. And, you know, just again, just to keep people kind of up to date.
Yeah. And I think that's great if you're a business like FarmPed that has different seasonal boxes. Sure. Like I know that you're going to have different boxes coming up for different holidays. And so that's probably awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And just reminding people, like, where can they find their links, where they can find creative and copy for those various things, and not expecting that they're going to go in and refresh that Google Drive document.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Most people are not, don't have that much time.
Yeah. And I think making it easy to share is, I think, the name of the game when it comes to an affiliate program. And I just think about the affiliate programs we share a lot about. The affiliate programs that we share a lot about are the ones where the affiliate portal is really easy to use and understand. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, worthwhile sharing, but then also it's just easy to share. You know, like if we like the product, we're going to be sharing it about it naturally. But how much we use that affiliate program or the affiliate link really comes down to how easy it is to use.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Anything else you can think of when it comes to affiliate programs?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think this is a great introduction to affiliate programs. If you have more questions, this is a topic that I've been thinking about a lot lately and just love to think about in general. So send us your questions about affiliate programs or even just membership stuff. I've been thinking about that a lot lately. And who knows, maybe we'll do a few more episodes along these lines.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. That sounds good. So thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brands That Book Show. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing and leaving a review in iTunes. For show notes and other resources, head on over to deviantkrista.com.